In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who entered the world taking on human flesh, to reunite God and man, multiplied the loaves and fishes, and fed the 5,000. He fed the 5,000, and he wants to feed us also. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. The worship of the Christian church, what we call the divine liturgy, the divine work of God's people that we're in at the moment, from the beginning of its history consists of preaching, and then feeding. First there's preaching, and then you're fed. First there's Christ taught the multitude. He taught them, and then he fed them. That's what happens at every divine liturgy of the church. From the beginning of the apostolic church, founded by Christ to be the vehicle by which we are taught and nourished, that church was centered upon the weekly Sunday Eucharist. But the heart of the matter is the meal, the meal. In the gospel account of the feeding of the 5,000, it doesn't mention what Jesus taught, but that more than 5,000 people were fed from only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. It's that miracle of the feeding which all the evangelists remembered and recounted. Brothers and sisters, Christ continues to multiply the loaves throughout the world. Each divine liturgy of the Orthodox Church includes the words of institution, recalling the Last Supper, when Jesus said, This is my body, this is my blood. The liturgy also includes the epiclesis, which means the calling down the Holy Spirit upon the faithful here present and upon the bread and wine to be consecrated. We become the body of Christ when we gather and we partake of the body of Christ in the communion meal, the Holy Eucharist. We strive for union with God in our prayer throughout the week. But here we have the guarantee of union with God in Holy Communion. Let us hear the words of our Lord again. He said, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat man in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strode among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. A Christian desires to live by Christ, to be fed and nourished by Christ. So there's a rhythm of life. There's a rhythm of life of a life of an Orthodox Christian. It is as the early Christians lived. We live from communion to communion. From communion to communion. We receive communion today, and we look forward and prepare for the next. Hopefully we have prepared for today. Our way of life between times of communion is the preparation for the next time. We are preparing all during the week. That's our rhythm. But our uniting with Christ presupposes our unity with one another in the church. Not only do we have communion with God, we have communion with one another. What does St. Paul say to the Corinthians in this morning's epistle? Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. St. Paul wanted the Christians to have no divisions, to be perfectly united, of one mind and one judgment. Our communion with Christ is predicated on communion, common union, with one another in the body of Christ. That includes a unity of three things: a unity of doctrine, a unity in morality, a unity in worship. We are called to believe what the church has always believed and taught, a unity of doctrine. Heresy separates us from this communion. We are called to live the way God teaches us to live, a unity of morality. Sin, unconfessed and unrepented, separates us from this communion. We are called to worship God as God has instructed the church, a unity of worship. In the early church, if you missed communion three Sundays in a row, you had excommunicated yourself and had to begin a process of repentance in order to return. Brothers and sisters, we live our salvation in Orthodoxy as a process, as a movement, a procession from communion to communion. A process of being redeemed from separation from God, both now and later. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. But we don't work out our salvation alone, but together in the body of Christ. An Orthodox priest was asked if Jesus is his personal Savior. Nope, he answered, I like to share him. Remember that one. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of us all, of the whole world, even the disbelieving world. We believe that the church gives us the most direct way to know him. He shares his life with us. He wants us to share his life with one another. He gave the bread to his disciples, and the disciples gave it to the multitude. He wanted them to share in the distribution of his love and presence. Finally, this week at the council liturgies, we witnessed at least the feeding of the 500. The seemingly endless line of priests and faithful coming up to the altar for communion. And indeed, they did all eat. They did all eat and were filled, as the gospel says. Brothers and sisters, may we never lose our place. May we never lose our place in the communion line. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. Amen.